Okay, so let's continue Chavetz Chaim. However, Nami, someone is also transgressing the prohibition, Hamasaper, someone who speaks, or Hamakabel, or the one who obviously accepts and accepts the statement of his truth. Belav de Leisisa Shemashav, that you have also transgressed the prohibition, that you shall, and we actually just read this parsha, how apropos that it is, that you shall not take God's name in vain. What's the connection? Mm-hmm. Right? Koribe Nami Loy Sasi. Lav is a kol l'shneim. So, meaning, even a person who simply speaks lashon hara or accepts lashon hara is transgressing prohibition of using God's name in vain. What does that mean? It's a very interesting thing. What's the connection? One could argue, from a more homiletic perspective, because you know every single Jew, they carry within themselves what they call in Yiddish a pintel yid, but in Shamil and l'kavimau, every single Jew is in essence a form of godliness. Not God forbid that we raise up the divinity of a person, of a human being, but nonetheless, we see divinity within a person. When you are speaking negative against another Jew, in essence, you're speaking negatively against Hashem. Because a Jew, by definition, has that kedusha, has that level of godliness within them. And when you're speaking negatively about another Jew, you're speaking negatively about Hashem. So it's, in essence, you are in essence making God's name vain. Because there's no disconnection, there's no disparity we've seen between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his people itself. Right? Homiletically, I'm saying it's a homiletic idea. Yeah. Now, furthermore, someone also who speaks Lashon Hara, a person should be very careful not to speak Lashon Hara and should be wary and careful not to receive and not to get leprosy. They should be very careful not to forget. I mean, there's a consistent and constant prohibition. A person shall not forget to be careful of Lashon Hara. I mean, it needs to be something that's upon your mind at all moments, at all times. Your casual conversation should not be casual by definition. Now, you can have normal conversation, what they call in halacha sichas chulin, right? The regular non-Torah topics, but a person has to be very careful. Rosh Vishram above and that always is hovering over it is that how I speak is not about people. You know, oftentimes you talk about the three things you shouldn't bring you shouldn't talk about at dinner table, like the three D's. It's like death, divorce, and disease, right? But Torah also adds in another element: people. You shouldn't talk about people, right? We don't talk about people because it never leads good. It never leads to a good place. I mean, the topic of the conversation was focusing specifically on other members. And by the way, this is true, even again, assuming we're not talking about a great, Talmud Chacham, but normative average people, day-to-day, nobody's average, but day-to-day people who are not big rabbis. Unfortunately, nowadays, people can even find negative things about bad rabbis. Mm-hmm. But if you're talking about anybody, you not to overly praise somebody, because from their praise from them, it ends up unfortunately coming, oh yeah, you really think he's so great? Well, I'll tell you what's wrong. He's not so great, right? Mm-hmm. That's unfortunately we can cause. Even talking about what you think are just, just basic,
normal people.
Yeah. Nonetheless, unfortunately, we live in a world today where things have cynicism rules the day, and people like to drag people down. A person should not cause a stumbling, place a stumbling block in front of a blind. Because ultimately, when a person speaks Lashon Hara, you are causing people to hear. Certainly, someone who's makabel it, and it's very interesting too, because let's say you're in a group of people. Of course, Allah is you're not allowed to be in a group of people speaking Lashon Hara, and you're required to get up and walk away to a degree. Again, you have to do it in a normative way, but people that sit together, if one person shows it, even if they show on their face that they're receiving it, that person is causing other people, because we as human beings, we very much derive a sense of authority, a sense of truth, based off of what other people around us are doing. We're humans are creatures of group, of tzibor.
Of a community.
Of a community. And we almost rely on people around us to give us a sense of affirmation. That's why we dress the way we dress, when we talk the way we dress, and a great person is somebody who's able to break out of that. But we're human beings, it's by default. So when you're sitting in a group of people and one person shows that they receive it, they have affirmed it, then internally within ourselves, we've also affirmed it. So even the makabel, even the one who's receiving it, has placed a stumbling block because he's allowed other people to also feel that it's worthwhile to affirm. It is not just the one telling Lashon Hara is causing the stumbling block. It's even the one who gives a certain sense of impression that this is considered to be worthy or not worthy. And that's inappropriate.
It's like an approval type of
exactly. Exactly. You've turned it now into something where it's just some random dude saying something crazy. Everyone's like, what are you talking about? Okay, probably weird. It's like, oh, maybe there's something to it. Maybe there's something actually worthwhile. Maybe there's actually something here that is a kernel of truth. Ah, yesh chilek bin ha-masaper ha-makabel. However, nonetheless, there is a distinction between a masaper and a makabel. Da masaper over belav zeh, beinim hashomim rabim umiyotim. Meaning the person who speaks lashon hara, your prohibition is not any different whether you're saying it in front of 100 people or in front of one person. Adrava, koshis rabu hashomim. The truth is, unfortunately, if you have 100 people, it's much worse. And it's even, it multiplies. It's rabu alav halav hazeh. You know, we're going to stop here because I want to.